Homelessness is just another word for poor. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Homelessness is built into the very structure of the American way. As if enforced poverty were something new, the media runs stories on the homelessness, the underclass, the unemployed. It is no longer in to call poor people poor. How can a person be poor in the wealthiest country in human history? But 32 million people in the USA live way below the government's poverty level, and a lot of people have no homes. The key to full rights as an American citizen is home ownership. You can't be a settler without a house. These days, that often means settling for a studio apartment in the right neighborhood. The well-off are pleading for mortgages, since it is cheaper to own a house than to rent one. In fact, it's profitable. Not only does ownership give you the opportunity to resell the property for a profit, but owning it gives you a big tax break. The group benefiting the most from government housing subsidies are homeowners. Tax write-offs for property citizens amount to more than $54 billion a year in uncollected taxes. Compare that to the total housing subsidy for the poor of $9.2 billion in 1988, a 72% drop from 1981. Homelessness is not new in America. When the first European settlers arrived here, they found 100 million indigenous people who are now homeless or dead. The founding fathers brought 100 million former homeowners from Africa. Most of the 25 million survivors of slavery have never owned a home in America. As homeownership opportunities grew for Euro-American settlers, landlords charged the indigenous, black, Latino, and non-Anglo immigrants exorbitant rents to live in tenement ghettos. Over the years, banks and speculators moved entire slums from one area of a city to another as neighborhoods built by the people were gentrified. Within the United States today, as many as 14 million people are unemployed and/or homeless. This group is an army of the downpressed, serving to keep wages down through competition for scarce jobs in a job market that the U.S. Department of Labor estimates will require a post-high school education for 75% of all entry-level positions by 1995. Fear of homelessness and unemployment helps keep poor workers working for less and less pay. Contrary to media myths, most homeless people are not crackheads. Families make up 34% of the homeless population. They include veterans, children, adults with disabilities, single parents, teenagers, all excluded from basic shelter by a profit-based system that needs a scarcity of housing to fuel real estate speculation. In fact, as many as 30% of homeless people have full or part-time jobs. After World War II, America stayed drunk on the blood, sweat, and tears of the 70% of the world's population who earn in 1 year what many American workers make in a week. As 40,000 children die of starvation every day in the nations bled by imperialism, America's upper and middle classes, even during a recession, receive large salaries, high wages, and a standard of living that dwarfs the pittances that keep most of the world underfed, underemployed, and underhoused. The not-so-big secret of capitalism is that those who do the least work get the most money. It's all about ownership. For a footnoted transcript of this report, write to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106.